Okay, well, it's something that's been talked about for a number of years. As we know, vehicles are in generally getting heavier and larger vehicles on the road, particularly the move toward SUVs, where we have a lot of passenger vehicles, which traditionally would have been the family car, have now become more like Jeeps or larger, heavier vehicles. That's harder on the environment. It takes bigger engines to ride them around, and it's also, of course, harder on the roads because they're heavier. And those factors need to be borne in mind when we look to the future. And the EU and different countries have looked at ways of dealing with this to try and encourage people who don't need to have larger vehicles to go back to smaller ones. Now, a lot of people make the arguments that they're a lot safer if a person has an accident in them, so they're much safer to be in the vehicle that has more strength and is higher off the road than the lower, lighter vehicles. And there's a certain truth in that. But the kind of direction of travel is, pardon the pun, that they want to try and find a way of encouraging people not to use heavier vehicles who don't need them. And that if they do use heavier vehicles, that there will be some way of getting a tax on them that would discourage it. The move toward, I suppose, electric vehicles is part of this as well, because more and more people are choosing electric vehicles. And right. EVs are heavier because the battery is very heavy. So that all needs to be borne in mind as well.
Right. And you mentioned there about the family car. Would this new tax disproportionately affect those with larger families, since they need bigger transport vehicles?
Well, that's one of the points about it. It certainly would. And it would disadvantage people who would be, for instance, if they had three or four children and they need to have a people carrier type car, they would be very disadvantaged by it. And I think there needs to be, you know, a due consideration given to all aspects of it. And whatever comes forward needs to be very balanced, because we don't want a situation where people are penalized because they have larger families or because they live in rural areas and have to drive a lot further or a lot more. And certainly with electric vehicles, that comes into play, because in cities or towns, people will get away with a very small electric vehicle because they don't have the larger areas of travel. Whereas if people live in rural Ireland and they need a larger electric vehicle, it's going to be a lot heavier. And if there's going to be a higher tax on that, that's going to be a disincentive for people to choose electric. So I think all those things need to be borne in mind. Now, there's an advisory council that's speaking to the Department of Finance around all of this and are trying to work out what the solutions will be. They're looking at other countries and the models that exist in other countries. France is an example, in other countries in Europe as well. And some of them are, a portion of the tax that you pay is based on the weight of the vehicle, not all of it.